far under the sea, under the sea. Darling, it's better down where it's wetter. Take it from me. Up on the shore, they work all day. Out in the sun, they slave away. While we're devoting full time to floating under the sea.
And good morning. Today is Monday, August 3rd. I'm Emily Kwong, and my guests this morning are coordinators with the Sika Seafood Festival. They're here to talk about four incredible days of seafood-related fun activities. There's going to be a parade, and we'll be reviewing all those activities right now. So Alicia Hasseltine, she is the vice president of the Sika Seafood Festival. Good morning, Alicia.
Good morning, Emily.
And Carolyn Kinnean is the director of the Sika Seafood Festival. How are you doing, Carolyn?
Good. Great. Thanks for having us.
Oh, you're welcome. And so the Sika Seafood Festival, how many years has it been going on, and who does it serve? Who's the festival really for?
Well, this is our sixth year, and it started out just as a local celebration. We wanted to just kind of highlight one of our main resources here and kind of do a celebration for the fishermen, for all the active community that's involved. And since then, it's kind of grown into trying to spread the word everywhere and kind of increase tourism and increase awareness of it.
Okay. So it's kind of been gaining a reputation as something that Sika should be proud of. This happens every year. Okay. Well, you have several different events taking place, but what's new this year that people should be aware of who have perhaps attended the festival in years past?
For one thing, all the activities this year are going to be on the Fine Arts campus. The dinner and VIP cocktail are going to be up at Odessa Hall, which used to be Allen, and everything else will be on the lawn this year outside on Saturday.
Okay, so Sheldon Jackson is going to come alive with all of these activities.
Yes. Yeah, it's going to be a blast. Yeah.
Okay. And will all the events be located around the Sheldon Jackson area? Is there anyone anywhere else?
Not all the events. The Cooperative Extension has some great classes going on Thursday, and those will be at Sitka Kitch, and on Friday, and those will also be at Sitka Kitch. And then on Sunday, there'll be a golf tournament up at Sea Mountain Golf Course, and then the Breach will be playing at Sitka Coliseum Theater.
Okay. And where can people find the full program of events?
It is plastered all around town, or you can go to our website at sitkaseafoodfestival.org. It's also on Facebook.
Okay, great. So the classes are a new addition to the Sika Seafood Festival. How did you bring the Cooperative Extension into the fold of the programming?
We had salmon canning classes in the past, and it's been a couple years since we've done it, and we just had such a great response from them originally that we reached back out to Cooperative Extension, and this year they're offering, I think, 5 different classes, which is awesome.
Yeah, and what are those classes?
There's a low-sugar jams and jellies class from 2 to 4:30 on Thursday, and 6 to 8, there's a local garden greens class. And then on Friday, there's kelp pickles and sauerkraut and a canning salmon class. And on Saturday, up at the campus, there'll be a process of smoking salmon class, a salmon canning class, and those are all the classes.
Great. And those are taking place, the Saturday classes are taking place in Sweetland Hall on the Sika Fine Arts Camp. But Sika Kitch is hosting the classes this Thursday and Friday. Yeah. Excellent. And how does that fit in with seafood? You know, a seafood, maybe people think of the seafood festival and they're thinking of fish bobbing for $100. but how does cooking fit in with the theme?
I think the fact that when you eat seafood, you need other things to go with it, and they're using all local Sitka things. There are a lot of these that have to do, obviously, with salmon and with seafood canning, but just you want all of those additions to create your sauces or to create, you know, the greens that go with it, all that kind of good stuff.
Yeah, and I think, you know, the whole basis of the seafood festival, it's to celebrate everything, but we've definitely taken a culinary approach, and that's kind of been our primary focus since the beginning. And I think just really trying to use all local products and highlight what we have as far as resources.
And highlight some of the talent of the chefs that are in town. So where can people sample some of their food, You mentioned there's a cocktail hour taking place.
There'll be a VIP cocktail hour, and that's 5 to 6:30 on Friday upstairs in Ellen. And that still has tickets available. And Caleb France, who was the chef last year, is the guest chef last year, is the chef this year at the VIP cocktail hour. And people just loved his food, and he'll be back.
Okay.
There. Unfortunately, the banquet's already sold out. But if you volunteer for the banquet, you will get to sample some of their food.
Definitely. And if you're looking for VIP tickets, this year we're doing all of our tickets online. So if you just go to our website at sitkaseafoodfestival.org, there's a link there that you can purchase your tickets online.
Okay. And what do you need from the community to pull this off?
Well, last year, I think we had over 75 volunteers.
Wow.
And, you know, if you look at the schedule, there's just an enormous amount of different events. There's anything from helping with some of the contests and games to sitting at a merchandise counter. But our biggest need is help with serving at the banquet, which Carolyn just touched on, that you might get some food if you're still looking to get in there. And then also just helping set up with tents and taking down tents is a huge project.
Okay. What to be a server at the banquet, do you need to have any serving experience?
Not at all. No, it's pretty, we have quite a few people and we give you a little rundown, and it's just a matter of carrying a couple plates and the chefs will give you a rundown on the food, and it's actually pretty fun.
Yeah, you get to just dive into a professional seafood kitchen.
Yeah.
And serve food to your neighbors.
It's exciting. Working with those chefs is really exciting.
Yeah, okay. So if any of you have watched the Food Network reality shows, this is your chance to get involved in a real life one. You are looking for people to, so that's Friday night, and that is kind of the kickoff for the Sitka Seafood Festival with this delicious meal. And Saturday is all about different activities and events related to fishing and to the seafood of Sitka. So registration is required to participate in the games and the Highland Games and all the other activities?
Well, Highland Games is obviously a big draw. And
what is the Highland Games, actually?
It's, I describe it as like a strongman competition or woman competition. They have about 7 different events. I think the big one that everyone thinks about is the caber toss, where they're throwing the big telephone pole looking thing. And in the past, we've done little, you know, flip-offs of a seafood event, like a crab pot toss. But basically, you wear a kilt if you'd like, and you show up and you do a bunch of different events. The sign up for this is at 10 a.m. on campus on the lawn, and then the Highland Games actually start at noon.
On Saturday?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
And other registration you need to do is for the tote race. And if you contact Linda at 747-6985. The tote race is something I know a lot of folks look forward to every year, and that's when people get in the totes and race across the harbor.
And try and stay in them.
Mm-hmm. And it gets quite competitive and quite fun for people to watch.
So I haven't seen any of this ever before. I'm so new to Sitka. What's a tote? And
so the large blue totes that if you walk down Catlian, you'll see
Okay.
The processors. Two people fit inside each tote, and it floats in the water. And so they get a paddle, and when you say go, there's, I think we do 4 or 5 at a time. Whoever goes to the far end and comes back first wins. And, you know, there's always a couple casualties, but it's pretty entertaining to watch.
What's the secret to a good tote race team? Who are the people you see getting across the most efficiently?
The ones who work together.
Yeah.
And think about it a little bit beforehand.
Yeah, I've seen people almost go backwards before. So just working together.
Yeah.
So you have both been involved with the Seafood Festival for a few years now, Carolyn for 2 and Alicia for since the beginning. What part of the festival are you looking forward to the most?
I really like the parade, which you also should register for, and we need more people to participate in it. But the parade is always great fun, and we have a lot of the people who are participating riding on the totes, throwing candy out to the kids, And it leads everyone right to the festival on campus. And it's just a really fun, great start, I think.
Definitely. Yeah, and outside of the dinner for me, I would say it's a toss-up between the fish head bobbing event, which is disgusting, but just incredible to watch. And just kind of relaxing. Baranoff Island Brewery is going to have a beer tent there, and we're going to have bands playing throughout the day. And so it's kind of nice just towards the end to sit down and relax and watch the Highland Games, watch the bands. And
well, for you guys especially, yeah. I bet it's good to just sit yeah. down and relax after definitely. All this planning. When does your planning start for this?
Next month. it's pretty year-long, just trying to coordinate getting the chefs up, getting speakers up, getting everyone involved. So
it really starts with the closeout meeting directly after the Seafood Fest on Sunday.
All right. Well, for all your work for the whole year, I think it's definitely worth coming out to see. If you would like to take a look at the schedule, visit SickaSeafoodFestival.org. And you can also email SickaSeafoodFestival@gmail.com. Carolyn Kanin is the festival director, and Alicia Hasseltine is the vice president. Thank you so much both for coming in to preview the festival.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.